Young wept Orange Pekoe Downs. National anthem as garbage top 40. Puppy love delinquency signing a test ban treaty for lead guitars. Forget fantasy. The white powder will ransack your forever. Forget fantasy. The Quaalude milk bar is a Washington Redskin improvisation. Have a lamb on the installment. Forget fantasy. Harold, the Antioch Esperanto, a work ethic of joy. No Summerhill sacrilege here on a contemporary youth plot, Bettelheim Youngblood Brood, who having internalized the divided self, boasts 31 flavors of sugar cone psychopaths to balance out a health food diet. The virus cult of youth needs a vaccine for its mezzanine poisoning, youth poisoning. Shmuel. He stalks an ice cube, crashes on an ad hoc basis, relates to aerosol catnip, engages canines in political confrontations, balks at Viennese sausage and caviar, steers clear of vacuum cleaners, noshes on cockroaches, reveres raised moccasins, nests nightly in a valley of legs, maintains a private stash of 45 record adapters, Parker pens, film tins and pencil sharpeners, shreds rolls of toilet paper, is incredulous at the suspicion of an atrophied sense of smell. He is good theater, ahead of McNamara in the science of logistics. Thinks Conrad Lorenz's thesis of a territorial imperative is what's happening. Hides away under the bed after a quarrel. Retreats to closet to savor a meal. Pants a warm message. Is sure the term alteration need not suggest tailoring. Is a neuron of tongues, an impulse of cosmos, a fiery furball in a grocery sack world, a sexy swinger of apartment heights with an aversion to loud rock. My buddy, my comrade, a link to all life, Shmuel, tiger cat, christened by a black rabbi who, in her finite wisdom, almost made a paranoid New Yorker out of him. Using my Erickson and Freud, my good nature, I restored an element of trust.